I got my best Philip attire on. Did you see it? When you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. Elder Joe looked at us last night and was about dressed the same way last night. So, like-minded people.
Then we showed up tonight, or this morning, looking about the same.
Looking about the same. But I want to thank you guys for having us. We have been in revival ever since September in this area. And God is doing some awesome things.
Amen.
We've seen almost, I think, 10 people saved.
Amen.
Well, probably 12 or 13 people saved since the middle of September.
Amen.
And we've seen God do some awesome things. And go ahead and tell you, we're going to be back in revival November 15th through the 17th over at Pastor Sammy and Elk River Ministries in Hampton, Tennessee. We're going to be back over there. We're starting at 6:30 each night. And we're going to call it part three. We've had some folks go ahead and tell us that they want to have revival every 2 weeks. And I'm game. Glory to God. My vehicle's all I got to say is Elk River Ministries. It takes me to Pastor Stamey's, our Newland Christian Church, and brings me over here to Newland with Pastor Philip. But I want to thank you guys for having us again. Very excited. I want you, if you will, this evening for just a few moments. Now, I can't keep it on like Philip did. I'm sweating. I want you, if you will, tonight to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter number 9. If I had to title this message tonight, for the time that God has given me, I would entitle this message, A Diamond in the Rough. How many of you in this house tonight have been through some things in the past couple of months?
Amen.
I think we all have.
Amen.
I think we all have. How many of you think that right now you're in a season where you're going through the fire? Yeah. Now catch this. Yeah. Every time we see God, we need to understand when He says we're going through something, that means we're coming out. But I want you to look tonight. I was praying this week and about what God would have me do. I talked to Pastor Stanley and Pastor Philip during the revival, and I said, God just told me to stay up here this weekend because we're seeing God do some things that we've been praying for 24 years. Amen. We're seeing mighty moves of God. But I want you to write this down because I think this will be something you need to take home to somebody else. Hurt people hurt people.
Yes, amen.
Yes, amen.
Hurt people hurt people.
Amen.
Think about this. One thing that God said, I love Pastor Philip's signs. Because to me, some people say what they want to, but I think it's cool because somebody got to stop and see what is he saying. But I want to tell you what that sign is bringing into this church and bringing into this community and bringing into this area is the misfits.
That's right.
See, it's one thing to look for misfits, but it's another thing to embrace misfits. Come on now.
Amen.
Think about it. Everyone, as I shared this week, everyone was created in the image of God, and everyone should be treated with dignity and respect.
Amen.
Pastor Philip said something this morning when he was talking about Jesus walking through the doors of the church. I'm going to tell you something today, or tonight, church. When you see somebody out in the world that's less fortunate, that could be Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on. That's right. Think about it. You might see somebody on the side of the street and they're begging for food or begging for something, and you're like, please, Lord, let the light be green when I get there. But what if it's red because God has called you to that person to help them?
That's right. That's right.
Come on, think about what I'm saying. What if it is? What if it is a test to see if you really have a servant's heart?
Think about it.
You know, some people, in our ministry, Heather and I, we're talking about transition and God is placing our ministry in a different direction. And we've been praying about it. And, you know, I don't think it's by coincidence that you're in Avery County. I don't think it's by coincidence that Elk River Ministries is in Hampton, Tennessee. Because, guys, think about this. How many people in this area do you know that is suffering?
That's right.
Pastor said something this morning. when he's talking about your food pantry. You ought to be looking for ways to meet needs in people's lives.
Amen. That's right.
As he said, and I agree 110%, if you have a food pantry with 200 cans of food and it's collecting dust, it's not helping nobody.
That's right.
How many of you know that little is much when God is in it?
That's right.
If you give your 200 cans away, God will give some, break somebody away on their journey to give y'all 2,000.
That's right. Amen.
When a ministry is in action, when a ministry is in action, we tell people at our church two things. You're MIA, we are a ministry in action, and everybody that comes to City of Refuge Community Church is VIPs. They're very important people.
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Think about this. The world has a pretty good idea about what the church is against.
That's right.
But sometimes I wonder if they know what the church is for.
That's right.
Think about it. Think about it. Have we become known as the people who are against everything? Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
You're right.
We know more about what the church is against than what the church is for.
That's right.
Amen.
Think about it. Well, we're against this. We're against that. We're against this. But what are we for?
That's right.
I believe everybody at Newland Christian Center should know what your church believes.
Yeah. Amen.
You ought to know. When somebody says, Pastor Phillips, you're a pastor. How does your church believe? Well, I don't know. I just go to church there. Why are you going there if you don't know what you stand for?
That's right.
The church y'all knew. Everybody y'all knew. Hey, tell me a little bit about Newland Christian Church. Well, our church is this. See, not so many times we don't need to say what we believe. We need to say what we know.
That's right.
Big difference between believing and knowing.
Yeah.
Kids believe that there's a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But do they know that there's one?
Yeah.
They believe in the Easter Bunny. But do they know that there's one?
That's right.
That's right.
People say we believe in Jesus, but does our actions show that there truthfully
is
one?
That's right. Go ahead. Amen.
Think about it. We do this all the time. I share this. Guys, think about this. Do we have an agenda in Newland Christian Church, Elk River Ministries? Do we have an agenda that is clear in our love for the forsaken? Please stay with me. Do we truthfully, and I'm preaching to myself as much as I'm preaching to you, do we truthfully go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come
You're
to the
right.
house of God?
You're right.
As Pastor said, he was telling us so truthful this morning. He and I won't bring people into the church. Pastor Stamey and I and Pastor Philip will not bring people into the church. You will bring people
right.
into the church. Your actions will draw. If I be lifted up, the Word of God said, I will draw all men unto me. If I'm lifted up.
Yeah. Amen.
See, it's not about us, guys. God
That's
can
right.
use somebody
Amen.
Else to bring the word, Pastor. It's about Him.
Yes.
When
Amen.
We get to the point that it's about us and not about Him, we'll never walk in anointed.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God. Think about what I'm saying. But Matthew chapter number 9. I'm going to read verses 35 through 39. Then Jesus went about all the cities and the villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, in healing every sickness and every disease. Guys, do you catch that? He was healing every sickness. He was healing every disease. And I'm going to say this under the direction of God, the Holy Spirit. He was ministering to every need.
That's right.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
But when he saw the multitudes, Pastor Philip, Pastor Stamey, this is for you. The Bible said he was moved with compassion for them.
Yes.
Because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd.
That's right.
Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. Catch that, church. To send out laborers into the harvest. Yes.
That's right. Amen.
And we become so busy with agenda that we don't reach the harvest.
You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
Are we so wrapped up in the things that we... Can I tell you something? I don't have to be around you very long to know what you're passionate about.
Yeah. You're right.
When people are around you, they'll find out your passion.
Yeah.
They'll find out what drives you.
Yeah.
They'll find out. They will know more about Newland Christian Church in 5 minutes if they're around people that come to the church.
Yeah. Amen.
You're because right. remember, you're the walking advertisement for Newland Christian Church.
You're right.
If you say you're a Christian, you're the walking advertisement for Christ. So I would ask you the question, like, what's the gospel according to you? If you're the Bible, think about it. Did John not tell us, elder, In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes, amen.
Believe it or not, we are the Word.
Yes.
We are the Word. As Elder was talking this morning before communion, did you ever think about it?
Yeah.
I never have looked at it the way he brought it this morning. When I was sitting there and I was listening to him, and I was thinking, wow, it was deeper at the Lord's Supper than I even realized.
That's right. Amen.
He was sitting among people that would turn their back on him.
Yes.
He was standing amongst people. Think about it. The guy that was going to sell him for 30 pieces of silver, which is the price of a slave back in the Bible. The same man that was going to turn his back on him was the same man that he fed and washed his feet.
Yep. Amen.
Peter had so much cockiness in himself. It wasn't cockiness, cockiness.
That's right. Amen.
I won't deny you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? You don't know what you'll do.
That's exactly right.
I heard him say that this morning. I thought to myself, but I went to church this morning. If I knew I was going to be killed when we got to church. Think about what, think how serious that is. I guarantee there wouldn't have been five people that said they would have.
Sure. There wasn't anybody raised their hand.
Think about it. We wouldn't have known.
That's right.
But think about it.
I didn't want them to, though.
Well, I'm glad, because somebody said, well, we're a rebuke cat. Somebody tell them a fib. But think about it. The truth is, the way we treat others in this world is a sermon in itself.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
The way I treat people. Okay. Do I always try to bring out the best in people?
You're right. Amen.
Or when I'm around them, do I bring out the worst?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that there's people in your life that can change your attitude just by being around you?
Amen.
Yes. They'll get around you and you go from loving to despising very quickly.
Yeah. Amen.
Doorbell rings and you look out your window and you see who it is. Shh, kids, get in the back room.
That's true.
Think about it.
That is true.
Think about it. Back in the day, we didn't have caller ID.
Nope. Yeah.
And the thing is, the phone rung, your parents would tell them I'm not home.
Yeah.
If it's somebody I don't want to talk to, y'all know y'all tell the truth. Tell them I'm not home. We were told to lie when we were kids by our parents.
That's true.
Daddy, so-and-so's on the phone. Tell them I walked outside.
Yeah.
You want me to lie?
Yeah.
Daddy said he walked outside. Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Think about what I'm saying. My pastor told a very good story. When I first met him back in 1995, he used to pastor a Pentecostal Holiness Church. And he had a deacon's meeting. I know we got some great elders and deacons up in here, but he had a deacon's meeting. Well, somebody looking like really, but anyway, went to a legend on him. But anyway, so the thing was, he said that he had to go to the deacon's meeting. Well, they had deacon's meeting until about 11:30, and Jeffrey was supposed to have been asleep. And when Pastor Pope walked in and talked to Mama Pope, he said, "Honey, the deacons gave me hell tonight in the deacon's meeting." Well, don't be careful, little ears, what you hear. So Pastor went to the hospital to see somebody. Little Jeffrey the next day was on the carport. And when he was in the carport, one of the people come to the church said, or from the church said, "Is your daddy here?" Jeffrey said, "No, daddy not here, but can I tell you something?" He said, "What?" I said, "My daddy owns hell." That church member looked and said, "Do what?" He said, "Yeah. Daddy told Mama last night that the deacons gave it to him." Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying. Your children are meeting these of you. It doesn't. Can I tell you something, pastors? Your church is meeting these of you.
Yes, amen.
Do you know that the church members will only take as much rope as the pastors will give them? Come on, I'm preaching better than you shouting.
Amen.
Your kids are that way. We're the daddies. Us pastors, we're the daddies. The elders are the uncles. The deacons are the uncles. And the thing is simply this. The thing is, guys, we need to understand that we are diamonds in the rough.
Yes.
But we're supposed to represent Christ in everything that we do.
You're right.
The disciples, when Jesus left, their job was to teach the people everything that Jesus had taught them.
Amen.
Think about it. if God was to call Pastor Philip home today, and Elder Joe and the deacons of this church, have y'all got enough word in y'all to make it through without him? Are you dependent about on what they will bring to the table? I would like to think that I have spoke so much word in people's life that if I was the Lord was to call me home, they have enough word that I gave them to make it through any test and trial that they go through. But the sad thing is, and I'm not going to, like Pastor said about steel toes, I'm going to get on your toes here in a second. We cannot be dependent on others.
That's right.
To break through for us with a prayer.
That's right.
We can't depend on the pastor to always pray for us. We can't depend on the pastor and the elders and the deacons to teach and preach the word of God. As Pastor said, it's very true. I think it's 17 hours and 23 minutes, I think, when he was talking about time. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, he said it very beautifully this morning. We don't go to church 3 hours in a week. Now, if you've been in this revival that we've been in the past 3 nights, you might touch close to 17. I mean, I'm just going to be real with you. I didn't get home before 12:45 and every night except Thursday night. That's because we started at 6.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm saying is we can't be dependent.
Amen.
The Bible tells us, though, the pastor, that we should be teaching, but we still have need to be taught.
That's right. Amen.
And some of us, let's just be real, we've been in church all our life. We ought to be teaching by now.
That's right. Amen.
We ought to be bringing something to the table.
That's right.
Think about it. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if Christians in every area of influence were simply known as people going about doing good and not trying to be people's judge and jury?
Amen. That's right, man. Go ahead. Amen.
Somebody comes up to you and says, so-and-so did this. Why are you telling me? Why don't you tell God?
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Don't tell me what they're doing. Tell
God. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Remember that little Amen. Song you learned at school, in Sunday school, go and tell Jesus on me?
Yeah.
Remember that song? Go tell God.
Yes. Yes.
If you see somebody slipping, don't go tell your brother. Go tell God. Let's just be real and agree on tell like it is. We live in a society today that for us to look better, we got to make people
yes,
look worse.
Yes, you're right.
If I'm going through something, I'd like to know that I could go to the pastors in this church and El Clear and the elder and the deacons and go talk to them and know that what I'm speaking to them is in confidence.
Amen.
And to know Amen. That I can be going through hell. And I know you'll pray for me and somebody yes. else won't find out that I'm going.
That's yes. right. Amen. Go ahead.
Come on now. Let's just be honest.
That's right.
Me and which I have a strong marriage. Everybody knows that. I love my wife more than life itself. She is my BFF for life. But the thing is simply this. If me and her are having trouble and I come to somebody, what are you going to go tell somebody else?
That's exactly right.
Or are you going to go and tell Jesus, God, please work in that marriage?
That's right. Amen.
How many of you know that's the truth? How many
that's
of you know why do we shoot our wounded?
That's
when
right.
our brother's down, we're supposed to pick them up.
Amen.
When our brother's suffering, we're supposed to help heal them.
Amen.
When our brothers and sisters are going through a thing, then we should have enough God in us that they know if I go talk to them, they will
yes,
talk to Jesus.
Yes.
And I
Thank
know that
you,
they can
Lord.
Get a prayer through.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I don't have to find it on Facebook.
That's right.
I don't have to find it on Instagram, on Twitter, on whatever Amen. The other things are.
That's right. Amen.
Think about it. And I'll tell you something that's sad. I'm going to say this tonight. Pastors in today's society will talk to other people about people yeah. and use it as a message.
Yeah, they sure will.
Am I helping you? Have you ever been in church and the preacher preaching a message and you know who he's preaching to?
Uh-huh.
He didn't get his message from God.
That's exactly
he
right.
He got his words from me.
That's right.
Am I telling you? Does it happen up here? It happens down home.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on now. That ain't the word of God.
That's right.
That's gossip, not gospel.
Right.
You don't need no preacher. And I'll tell you, and I challenge the elders and the deacons of this church and the folks at Elk River, if your pastor gets in the pulpit and preaches a message about somebody else, vote them out. If you
Amen.
Know,
right.
Or walk away from that church.
Yes.
Pastor Philip should be getting his messages from God.
Yes, amen.
The deacons teaching, the elders teaching, the pastors preaching. We amen. Don't need to hear what's going on in people's lives.
That's
we need to
right.
know what's going on in yours, not everybody else's.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, am I helping you?
Amen.
You say, oh me. It's true.
Amen.
But think about it. People might not understand everything about our relationship with God, but they see the way we treat people, and our faith is expressed in a way they can understand. The way we treat others is a good indication of our relationship with God.
That's Amen. True. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Think about it. The way I treat you, I pray for you daily. I lift you up daily. I lift Pastor Stanley up daily. I lift this church up daily.
Amen.
I lift Elk River Ministries up daily.
Amen.
I pray for your healing. I pray for your well-being.
Yes, amen.
I don't just come up here and preach and go home and forget about you. How many times have I just hopped up a text and said, Pastor Philip, how are you doing, man?
That's right.
And then he'll pour his heart out to me. I want to be that kind of person
he
can pour
amen.
His problems out to. Because, see, I've been there, done that, got the Siege t-shirt. One of these days I'm going to come to this church and sell them two for $1. Glory to God. But the thing is simply this, I've been through a thing.
That's right.
I've been pastor for 24 years. He's been pastor just for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But God told me to cover him. God told me to pray over him.
Yes.
God told me to be there for him.
Yes, amen.
And we're becoming so like-minded now, we don't even talk to each other and dress alike. I mean, Lord think about it. I didn't know he was going to wear gray last night with white shoes. We dressed alike. He's starting to be more like me every day. We do good things because we are empowered by a great God.
That's right.
When we comfort the afflicted, we start living like Jesus.
Yes.
And we start changing the atmosphere of places everywhere we go.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Do you live a life that if somebody's telling a dirty joke, when you walk up, they stop talking?
Okay.
Or they just keep going on?
You're right.
When you walk into the room, it should change the atmosphere in the place.
Yes, amen.
When you walk among sinners, they ought to feel conviction.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. Don't die on me.
That's right.
Amen.
Glory to God. When you go into a place, the atmosphere, if the atmosphere don't change when you walk into it, and you're too much like that atmosphere, there ain't enough God in you.
That's exactly right. Amen.
Glory to God. I'll tell you, I have a daughter. It's so funny. She's 21 now. But she knows that God talks to me. Well, when she was in middle school, we lived in Clemens. She walks into the house, not, hey, how are you doing? I love you. I might as well tell you because Jesus done showed you. I got in trouble at school today. And I wasn't going to let her know that I didn't know what happened. I said, you want to talk about it? But she said, I might as well tell you because Jesus done showed
you. That's exactly right. She sure did.
She knew I had that kind of relationship with
her.
Amen. My kids know we don't.
That's right.
We don't change the atmosphere of our house when people walk in.
That's exactly right.
People's atmosphere will change when
Amen.
They walk in.
That's
right. God, they will shut down doing things that they know what's going to go on in my house because, as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we must serve the Lord.
Yes,
how
amen.
You think about it? Every Christian ought to pursue a habit of loving and embracing people. When we do it, it becomes contagious.
Amen.
How many of you know that? People that are sold out to God will challenge you to change.
Yes, amen.
They will challenge you. My gosh. My gosh. Man, did you feel the anointing on that person? Man, I feel convicted every time I get around them.
Amen. Go ahead.
It's not that they say anything, Elder.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's because their life
Amen.
Reflects
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Amen.
Think about it. Think about it. When's the last time that your life was so radiant of His glory
right.
that it changed the atmosphere?
Go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus never told people of anything He did. Matter of fact, when He was healing, when their faith healed them, He said, go and tell no man about what I've done. But you make sure you let them know that it's God who did it.
That's right. Amen.
The problem is, we do something great in the church today. We want everybody to know.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know about buying windows and buying pews.
You're
but
right.
The thing is simply this, we want everybody to know that we did it.
Yeah,
right.
You're right.
And we lose our reward.
That's exactly right.
If you walk up to me tonight, or I walk up to you and I bless you to go get lunch, supper tonight, I don't need to go tell everybody else that I gave you that money.
Amen.
I just need to say, hey, God spoke to me to give this to you, and not go and say, you know, I gave Phil $25 to go eat.
Yep, you're right.
I done lost my reward.
That's exactly right.
You got it.
Yeah, think about it.
That's exactly right.
That was what you did. You want to do it yourself.
Yes, amen.
And the Bible says what we count as gain for ourselves are but dung that we may win Christ.
Amen.
So think about it. The greatest thing about being there for people who are misfits is the way we build confidence in them to dream again.
That's right. That's
some of you in this house tonight, you stop dreaming.
Amen.
You think this is as good as it's going to be.
Bless the Lord.
This church is growing spiritually, maybe not numerically. But I challenge this man to bring the word to this house.
Go ahead.
Because the thing is, if you'll be faithful over 21.
Amen.
See, don't look at numbers.
Yes.
Look at spiritual growth.
Yes. Amen.
Think about it. But I will tell you this tonight under the direction of the Holy Spirit. This church will only grow according, please listen, to how much God can trust you with.
That's right. You're right.
I'm challenging you.
That's right.
See, right now, God can only trust you with 21.
That's right.
But you got to get 21 faithful.
Yeah.
Come on, don't die on me.
That's right.
I'm challenging you. If those 21 will be faithful, God will give you 21 more.
Amen.
And if those 42 will be faithful, God will give you 42 more and give you 84.
That's right.
I ask you a question. If this church wants to have growth, what are you doing for the 21 that are here?
That's right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
What am I doing with what God... The Bible said where much is given, much is required.
Amen.
Come on. The reason people are broke is God can't trust them.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, wait till about February, March.
Yeah.
When tax time comes and people get thousands.
Right.
The church ought to be able to grow. Y'all ought to be able to put a new fellowship hall down by then.
Yeah, man.
Because hey, I got $5,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Boy, what a tax return. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to go do this. We're going to go do that. But then we need to remember that first 10, 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it.
Think
about what I'm saying. But we forget God in our good times. But we want to remember God in our bad times. How many of you in this church know that? When somebody's going through something, to communicate that with the church to be there for them. Think about it.
I like it.
Think about it. Catch this. Many people who feel life is over feel that way because they can't see through the walls of mistakes.
Yeah, amen.
We need to let them know that there's somebody that will fight for them so they can rise up and dream again.
That's right.
The sad thing is tonight is the church is on spiritual life support.
Yeah. Amen.
We come to church when we're about dead. Amen.
Amen.
We don't come to church when we're full of life.
That's right.
We go to church when we're dead.
Yeah.
We only go when things are bad.
Yeah.
If God will get me through this one, I promise I'll serve Him again.
Right.
How many times has somebody ever told you, if you just help me through this, I'll be faithful to the church?
And then he helps them do it, and they go their own
That's
way.
Right.
They go their own way.
That's right.
Think about it. You should be challenged. I am a firm believer that if you give God what's in your hand, y'all have heard me say this in revival, God will give you what's in His hands.
Amen.
Because see, we ought to. Here's the problem. Can I help you? We live with palms up.
Yes.
Want things from God.
That's exactly right.
But we don't live palms down to help other people.
That's right.
Come on, man. Palms up, bless me. Palms down, let me bless others.
That's right. Wow. Amen.
We live with a palms up attitude.
Yep, you're right.
What can God give me?
Yep, you're right.
Instead of what can I give others through God?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Go ahead.
What can I give others to reflect His
image?
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'll tell you what I want. I've been praying for God to do this. I want God to give me a house so I can give that house away. When God spoke to us in our ministry and told us to build the Nehemiah homes,
yeah.
I want to buy a cul-de-sac of houses, and I want to be able to give them to people.
Yeah.
For a year, they lived there rent, mortgage-free. All they got to do was pay their utilities, and then after they get on their feet, they can pay the church back interest-free.
Yes. Amen.
Nehemiah homes. Mm-hmm. But how can God trust me with a home if he can't trust me with a food pantry?
Yes, right. Amen. Go ahead.
How can God trust me with a food pantry if he can't trust me to give him what's his?
Yes, right. Amen. Go ahead.
I'm serious. Amen. Guys, the thing is, if you want God to do awesome things in this community,
That's right. You've
got to live palms down.
Yes, right. Amen.
You've got to live palms down. How can I bless somebody today?
Amen.
How can Newly Christian Church impact our community?
Yes, amen.
I'm helping you. I'm helping you. Amen. If you've got that food in there, make emergency kits.
Yeah.
Take some brown bags, elders, deacons, pastor, church. Take some brown bags and put two cans of pop the top in it.
Yeah.
Then if you see somebody that's on the street hungry, let me just give this to you.
Yes, amen.
Let me just give you this with a fork and a water.
Yes.
Don't tell them what's in it. But just say, we want to give this to you.
Yes, amen.
Do you imagine what that person will say?
Yes.
If they can pop a top with a spoon and with water?
Yes.
Just $2. $2 and maybe 50 cents. Can impact someone's life for Christ. Well, pastor, that's crazy. I'm scared to give. That's the problem. The church is scared to give. But we want God to give us everything. Uh-huh. As Pastor said and Ms. Elder said this morning, we're called to be servants.
That's right.
I'm not above, and I pray that you're not either. I'm not above washing everybody in this church's feet.
That's right.
I am not above going over here and washing my brother's feet, even
That's
in
right.
her sandals.
Me neither.
Because if Jesus did it, I'm a reflection of him, and I ought to be willing to do it myself.
Yes, amen.
Think about it. I have been in services. God spoke to me one time and told me to wash the feet of a man that came against me.
Yes.
Amen. He was jealous of the anointing.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I was in service. And God spoke to me and said, don't do it when everybody's there. Tell him you want to talk to him after church. Well, he was kind of arrogant. And I looked at him and I said his name. I said, sit down. I mean, I locked the door. I told my brother to guard the door. He was just a teenager then. I took him up to the front pew. I set him down. And I said, take off your shoes.
Yeah.
And he kind of said, what do you? I said, take off your shoes and your socks. I'll be right back. And I had to go to the bathroom, which that bathroom was on that side too. I got some warm water in a bucket. I got a towel. I went right there to my end.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bent down and washed his feet and prayed over him.
Yes.
And when I prayed over him, I looked right in his eyes and said, if I've done anything to hurt you, I am sorry. Please forgive me. When I had done nothing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I got up. I walked out. And y'all gonna mess you up? I'm gonna mess you up when I tell you this. I was 19 years old, and brother, my birthday was coming up in a couple of months. 3 months after that, the man walked up to me and said, "Will you come and pastor our church?"
Yeah.
As a 20-year-old boy, mm-hmm. And God told me this. A servant's heart will gain much with
you. That's exactly right.
That man that came against me, he's now got diverticulitis.
Yeah.
They're going to have to amputate his legs because he was prideful.
Yeah.
What does the Word of God say about pride? It comes before a fall.
That's right.
I didn't say that to boast on me, but the thing is, if we're going to impact this community, I'm saying us. If we're going to impact this community, we got to have a change in the church.
Yes, amen. Amen.
We got to stop saying, God bless my forehead no more.
That's right.
We start saying, how can we impact the community?
Amen. Amen.
There is people in this community that don't go to church And churches are scared to go into their communities.
Yes.
Because there's meth labs.
Yeah.
Well, I can't think of a better harvest field than a meth lab.
Yes, amen.
I couldn't think of a better place to go into. Because see, the thing is simply this. You think about who Jesus called as I wind down.
Right, go ahead.
He called 12 men. 9 were fishermen. 2 were tax collectors. And 1 was a murderer.
That's right.
You show me a scribe and Pharisee like you said this morning.
Amen.
Think about it. He took the lowest of the low.
That's right.
Why did he call 9 fishermen? Because they stank. You ever been around somebody that cleans fish? Like we're talking about the Mexican restaurant? Have you ever been around somebody that's a fisherman?
Yeah.
You walk up to your wife and say, honey, give me a kiss. Not until you go in there and wipe that nastiness off of you. A tax collector? How many like the tax department calling you and telling you owe taxes? You like to avoid that call, don't you?
That's right.
And you definitely ain't dining with a murderer.
That's right.
They'll cut your throat and laugh at you while you bleed.
That's right.
But that's who Jesus called.
That's right.
He called the scum of the earth.
That's right.
Jesus might have been our Savior, but his genealogy chases him back to a harlot.
Mm-hmm.
Rahab.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Go ahead.
And if it wouldn't have been for Jonathan giving his birthright to David.
That's right.
He wouldn't have been the king of David, king of all Israel.
Yeah.
You said something today. David was anointed king at 16 years old. He became king of all Israel at the age of 30.
Yeah.
How did he become king? He served his brothers cheese and crackers.
Yes, he sure did.
And then he goes up on the battlefield, looks at Goliath and says, you come to me with the spear and sword. But I'm going to take you down in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
He didn't say I'm going to hit you with a slingshot.
Amen.
He just said, I'm going to take you down by the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Did you know that you can speak the... I know I got one.
Go ahead.
Did you know you can speak the name of Jesus in any situation in your life that the devil has to flee?
Amen.
He has to take notice. See, the problem is, I come to you in the name of me. Remember the scripture.
Yeah.
When the demon looked at the disciples, it said, Jesus I know. Peter, I know, but who are you?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Do you not want the devil to know your name?
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, come on now.
That's right. Go ahead. Amen.
I want Elder Joe, when I pray, for the devil to take notice.
Amen. Yeah.
And even when I'm asleep, he's scared because God's giving me vision.
That's right. Amen.
Even when I'm sleeping, how many of you have ever had a dream? And it come to pass.
Yes. Amen.
The vision that God has given me, I'm seeing come to pass.
Yes, amen.
God is opening doors in this ministry that I have been praying for years.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm going to mess you up. You ready? You remember the Pensacola revival? God's calling an Avery County, East Tennessee revival.
Yes,
the same
amen.
Thing that God did in Pensacola, He said, I can do in Avery in Eastern Tennessee.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You just got to have 5 or 6 people that refuse to be refused and deny to be denied.
Yes.
Amen.
In this revival that we've been with Pastor Stanley, and Pastor Phil has been so gracious to support me in this thing. But the thing is, this revival we just came through, new people showed up.
Yes, amen.
New people showed up.
Amen.
And they came. I didn't know none of them much. But the thing is simply this, guys. We know everybody's in the diamond. Let me ask you a question. And give me just 5 more minutes. What is your dream? You may ask yourself this question. How can you ask me about my dream when I can't even find myself?
Go ahead. Bless them.
I want to help you tonight.
Yes.